The President's speech at Elkhart, Indiana, Tuesday, October
26, 1948. It is my privilege to present to you our candidate for Congress from the 3rd District, the Democratic candidate, Thurman F. Crook of South Bend. I now have the honor of presenting the greatest governor that the state of Indiana ever had, and the next governor of this state, Honorable Henry F. Schrigger.
Thank you, Mayor. And thanks to all of you fine citizens of Indiana for your generous outpouring here this morning. The President has had a generous reception in all of his stops in Indiana, but certainly none could excel the one he's receiving here today. And so it's my happy privilege, my good friends here from Elkhart and Elkhart County, to present to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you, President. Thank you very much. Governor, I appreciate that prophecy, and I think you're a good prophet. You're going to be the next governor of Indiana, and I'm going to be the next President of the United States. I'm sure of that. It's a great pleasure to be here in Elkhart this morning. It's a fine turnout. It proves the people of Elkhart are concerned about the great issues facing this country today, just as the people are every place I've been on my trips in the last 6 weeks. This campaign has made two facts perfectly obvious to everyone. The first fact is that the Republican candidate for president is in complete sympathy with the desire of the reactionary Republican leaders of the 80th Congress to run this country backward to the Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover days, when the government in Washington was run for the benefit of the wealthy and the privileged special interests. The second fact in this campaign is that the Democratic Party always is fighting on your side, on the side of the people. That's been the case ever since the Democratic Party was organized by Thomas Jefferson. It's been the party for the people and not for special privilege. We're determined to keep our government a people's government. We believe that the government should work for the prosperity of the farmer, the laboring man, and the small businessman, the white-collar man. The Democrats believe that everybody should have a fair share of the national income. We do not believe, as the Republicans do, that the rich should skim off the cream and leave the leftovers for the rest of us. They tried it once, and it didn't work. The money just didn't trickle down as they said it would. Now, for 2 long years, I had to fight the Republican 80th Congress to keep them from selling out lock, stock, and barrel to the lobbies of big business. I used to think that the election of the 80th Congress was a tragedy for this country. Now, I think maybe it was a blessing in disguise. It has brought home to all of us exactly what the Republican Party stands for. And it showed us exactly where the Republican candidate for president stands today. He's standing squarely on the record of that do-nothing 80th Congress. He boasts about it. Now, the Republicans refuse to pass a housing bill. They refuse to pass a health bill. They refuse to extend Social Security. They refuse to increase minimum wage. They refuse to do anything about the crisis in education, and they refuse to do anything about high prices. But they did exempt the railroads from the antitrust laws. They did try to tear down our public power policy. They did take Social Security away from nearly 1 million workers. They knocked the props out from under the farmers' prosperity. And they did all they dared to crush the strength of organized labor by passing the Taft-Hartley Act. Every time big business snapped its fingers, the Republican leaders in Congress obeyed orders. Now you know what the remedy is. You must get out the polls on November the 2nd and vote the Democratic ticket straight, and then you'll have the remedy. We got the 80th Congress because only a third of the voters in this country took the trouble to go to the polls in November 1945, 46. I have here in my hand a report of an interview by one of the leading public opinion experts in this country. This man said, and I quote, "If everyone in this country voted, it would be very hard to elect any Republicans." What's true of the country is true of Elkhart, Indiana. If ever one of the registered voters here goes to the polls, I know you will elect a straight Democratic ticket. You learned your lesson from the Republican 80th Congress. You know what you'd get from a Republican president and another Republican Congress. You want to bring taxes down. You want good places to live. You want prosperity in this country fairly shared by everybody. You want a strong United States that can lead the world to peace and go to the polls on the 2nd of November. Elect Henry Schicker here, governor of Indiana, and send Thurman Crook to Congress. Best thing you can do for your own safety is to vote for yourselves. When you vote for yourselves, you'll just vote a straight Democratic ticket, and then you'll be on the safe side. If you do that, you'll have public officials who will work with me in the next 4 years for peace and prosperity and for places in which to live while you enjoy the prosperity that's justly yours and the peace which you have won for this nation by the shedding of the blood of your sons and brothers and cousins. I want you now to vote in your own interests on Election Day. I reiterate that and keep reiterating it, because when you do that, you can't do but one thing. You can't do anything but vote for the party that is working always in the people's interests, and that's the Democratic Party. Now go out to polls November the 2nd. Vote that ticket straight. And you can go home and be satisfied that the country will be in safe hands for another 4 years. I'd like very much to have you meet my family. First, I want to present to you a member of my cabinet who's on the train with me, the Secretary of Labor, the Honorable Morris Tobin, former governor of Massachusetts and now Secretary of Labor of the United States. Where'd you go? This is Ms. Truman, First Lady. She runs the White House and me. And here's my daughter, Margaret.
Shall we go quick?